Blog Talk Radio.
To share some studies, some essential studies in our lives. Lies are simply not physical. Lies are spiritual and mental. And just as we feed the physical, we should feed the mental and spiritual also. And that's what we're here today to help feed you on the spiritual aspect about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And also about our people. You see, by our studies, it's quite evident that we do not feed each other. And the things that we do feed each other, as my wife's father used to say, is not worth two dead flies. Toxicity and poison, tripping up, flipping up, and sometimes killing, fussing and fighting and arguing all the time, that's not something to feed one's spirit. But we do offer correction in that feeding also. You know, like you tell a child, honey, that's not the way to hold a fork. That's not the way to hold a spoon. You see what I'm saying? So don't get mad when we give you some healthy correction by way of Yah. Not our own personal opinion, but by way of Yah. That's what you're here for, isn't it? Now, what we teach on this show is about every aspect, because our lives are about every factor, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. Now, we can't fix you. The only thing we can do for you is give you the tools to help fix yourselves with the Most High help. And that's what we do on this show. We give you tools. We give you alternatives. We tell you about a pattern of behavior as far as your the way you, what you do. Now, if you keep doing the same thing, I assure you, in any aspect of the word, you're going to get the same result. I just spoke there with my wife just a moment ago. You can change your location. You can change your hair. You can change your friend, your spouses. You can change your jobs. You can change the city. But if you have the same pattern, no matter where you go, if you don't change your pattern of behavior, the outcome is going to be more of the same. So don't blame the city that you went to. Don't blame the haircut that you got. Don't blame your friend. Don't blame your spouse. Don't blame your job. Do like Michael Jackson suggested. I'm starting with the man or woman in the mirror, changing my pattern. And how can you change your pattern? The Most High can help you with that. That's what we share with you, a pattern change. Getting to know the Most High, getting to know and love you and your people, and getting and know to know what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, not what you want to do now. Life don't change just because you want to do something. Life changes because you do the right thing. And that's what we're here to help you with on the Real Talk for Real People Study Show. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Y'all, excuse me for a minute. Hey, Miss Sonia. She outside. Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry. So, Cartrell and I are about to share in our studies. I will start up the first segment of study in Shemuel, chapter 12. Brother Cartrell will do Yeshayahu. That's the name of this book, Yeshayahu. Some of you call it Isaiah. That's not the correct name for this book. And chapter 13, okay? Chapter 13. Well, without further ado, let me bring Brother Cartrell on. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless the soul of thee. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, our fathers. Yom Sufari, family that's out there. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing? How you doing up?
I'm doing okay, brother. Doing rather well. I appreciate the offer. How's you and the family and the wife doing, brother?
Everybody's well. Shout out to Sister Asanya. I know she got your back. She in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, she was studying in the bedroom. And and one of the other grandmother, it came to pick up the granddaughter. And she was knocking my dog was like he lost his mind. You know, y'all heard him back in the background. Hey, Cartrell, I want to share with you before you finish up, before you continue. Our numbers are growing astronomically as far as though getting and connected with the studies.
Oh, praise to the Most High. Because the whole world needs the fountain of living waters.
Exactly.
You know what that is. But yeah.
Exactly.
Ain't too many people on the planet doing what we're doing, y'all. So, all praise to the Most High that He's given us the opportunity to do that.
I know.
Yes, sir. You brought up Michael Jackson.
Right.
So we need to take a look at the man in the mirror.
Right.
But I got a better one for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Teddy Pendergrass. What he said. You can't hide from yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Anywhere you go, there you are.
Ain't that the truth, brother? That's a mouthful. So like Michael said and like Teddy said. And what Cartrell and I are saying, brothers and sisters, to change your pattern in life, you have to change your behavior. And how you change your behavior, we just said it. You have to infuse Yah into your life. Not simply, well, I love Yah. You got to institute His policies in order to see the needed change. And all. Thank you, Brother Cartrell.
Hello, Most High.
Hold on, Brother Cadre. Hold on. My sister and I. Hey, Pri. I'm on my show right now, and I'm gonna talk to you.
All
right. Hey, you want me to call you back? That's quick. All right, Brother Cottrell. Sorry, listen.
So, we as a people have to understand our origins, our roots, and our culture, because you know we're not supposed to be here.
Exactly.
Based on our history. Abraham
exactly.
And Sarah, our mother, they were old. Sarah couldn't have no more children. She's in her 90s.
Nope. Exactly.
And God blessed her with our father, Isaac. Isaac is a miracle baby, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Isaac brought forth Yaakov, Jacob, the father
exactly.
of the nation of Israel. So we are a miraculous nation. The Most High said he knew us before he placed us in our mother Sarah's womb. That's why we can't take our lives for granted. And we
exactly.
have to know our
no
purpose.
One else. No other brother or sister lies for granted. Isaac.
We have, as a people, as a nation, as an ethnic, peculiar people on planet Earth, gotta know why God created us.
Exactly.
He didn't create us to be busting and fighting, debating with each other, shooting each other down and disrespecting each other. No, he didn't create us for
right.
that. No.
Right.
He didn't create us for that.
Exactly.
And he's showing his mercy and his loving kindness because we are, in fact, a hard-headed, stiff-necked people who refuse to follow Yah's order. And we're about to read that in our history. Prophet Samuel
exactly.
was like, yeah. Y'all asked for this king, and y'all got it. Y'all didn't realize
right.
that the Most High was your king, and he protected
exactly.
you. And
right.
your sin is to be asking for a man to save you, because can't no
right.
man save you.
Right.
Can't no man save you. Not
exactly.
then, and not now.
Not
so
now.
We need to learn these lessons of our past so we don't continue to make the same mistakes that our ancestors made. Praise
exactly.
God.
The primary reason why these studies come to you. Praise Yah. So without further ado, let's get started now, sir, shall we? Chapter 12 of Shemuel. And it talks in reference about the coronation of our first king. You know, on the first go around, they were kind of skeptical of him and derisive toward him. But after the incident for our brothers and sisters of Yabesh Gilead and Yalcom, they've taken another look at our first king. And we should also. We're always quick as Katra, and I concur with Katra. Always quick to knock each other. Oh, she, oh, he. What about you? You quick to say, oh, he, oh, she. What part you playing? Look in yourself. Start with the woman and the man in the mirror first. Clean up your own act. Correct somebody then. Now, Shemuel said to Israel, indeed, I've heard your voice and all that you said to me. And as a result, I have made a king over you. And now here is the king, pointing out King Saul, walking before you. And he says in reference to himself, I'm old and gray-headed. And look, my sons are with you. They have the same mindset you got. I walk before you from my childhood. And we know this by our studies to this very day. Here I am.
Yeah,
I am what I am. Yeah, go ahead, Cottrell.
When you said, and my sons are with you?
Yeah.
It means they lost their status.
Exactly.
They lost their authority.
Exactly.
They just like you. They don't have no rule over you. They have no authority
right.
over you. Now you have a king.
Right.
So you requested. My
exactly.
sons, what they was doing before, it don't even matter now because they just like you.
They're in the same boat you in. Thank you, Brother Cottrell, for pointing that out for the students. And he goes on to say, I have walked before you from my childhood to this day. Yeah. What y'all see, what y'all get. Here I am. And he says to them, now, if y'all got some complaint, so to speak, here's what he says. Witness against me before Yah and before his anointed. Who is his anointed? Jesus? No. King Dawg, King Saul. He was anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? I ain't taking nothing from now one of you. Just like we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. Or whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed? Or from whose hand have I received any bribe? I ain't taking no nothing from nobody. I don't take bribe. Wish to blind my eyes so I don't see the truth, so to speak. Have I done any of this? He says, in this regard, I will restore it to you. And they say, our people.
Yeah, I'm
Yes.
Do our leaders of today, these pastors, these ministers, these deacons, do they take bribes?
Brother, before I say this, let them hide the bank accounts. Give them a second to hide the bank accounts. The evidence speaks for itself, Cartrell.
These brothers take bribes to build up their church, to build their own personal institutions, and they call it tithe.
Exactly.
But Samuel
is quite contradiction in that regard. And really,
and that's
he's
all
not a contradiction. Right. He's the example of the rule. How a man of Yah should comport himself with Yah's people. Not taking advantage of them, using for their own benefit.
His speech to them is just like Moses.
Right.
Moses told the people, I led you out of the Mizraim. I ain't take none of your cows, none of your horses, none of your mules. I ain't none of that. So bear witness against me today that I led you and took advantage of you.
Exactly.
Our leaders today are trying to lead our people in order to do what? Take
advantage of us. And it's true. And Cottrell's not lying. Because the evidence that I suggested speaks for itself in that regard. Thank you, brother.
So our leaders should be after the mold of the prophet, the judge, Shemuel.
Exactly.
He's looking for personal accolades. He ain't looking for personal wealth or power. He was there to serve the people, and that's what he did.
Exactly. And that's what we all should be doing, Cottrell. Praise Yah. Thank you, brother.
Praise Yah.
And they said, thank you. You have not cheated us or oppressed us, nor have you taken anything from any man's hand. Then Shemuel says to them, Yah is witness against you. And his anointed is witness. Who is his anointed? Jesus? No, not Jesus. King Saul. That you have not found anything in my hand. I ain't did nothing wrong. And they answered in regards to that. He is witness. Like verification. Then Samuel said to the people, it is Yah who raised up. And he's speaking in reference to himself. It is Yah who raised up Moses and Aaron. That's why I'm doing this. Who bought you, your fathers from the land of Mizraim. I'm down with that camp too, so to speak, of the land of Mizraim. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Elohim concerning all righteous acts of the Elohim, which he did to you and your fathers. It's consistent. When Yaakov had gone into...
The prophet Samuel is trying to remind our people in the time that he's living what our power is, how we got to where we are. It's not by the strength of man, but it's by the acts of the Most High. And he was trying to relay that message to them back then, and that's a message that should reverberate in our hearts, minds, and soul today. It's not a man that we're looking for to redeem us or save us or deliver us out of captivity. It's the same spirit and power and force that created the heavens and the earth that tied himself with us, the nation of Israel.
The same set of rules applied and should apply then and should apply now. The Elohim.
And the problem with our people is that we look for a man to save us. It's not going to be a man that saves us. Whether you're looking for the anointed, whoever is Messiah, whoever you're looking for, that man, that Messiah, he's not God. And it's going to be the Most High God that saves the nation that he loves so much, the nation of Israel.
Exactly. Then, now, and forever. Thank you, Brother Country. When Yaqub had gone into Mezaram, and your fathers cried out to Yah on that oppressive country, then Yah sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your father out of Mezaram, and made them dwell in this place. As a result, that's why you're here. And when they forgot Yah, their Elohim, you can't forget Yah, your Elohim. And what happened to them, cause and effect, by forgetting Yah, our Elohim? He sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, into the hand of the Philistines, into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against him. Then the answer to all our problems, then they cried out to Yah and said, we have sinned. That's the answer. Because we have forsaken Yah and served Baal and Ashtaroth and some Jesus. But now deliver us from the hand of our enemies and we will serve you. And Yah sent Yaruba, you know the guy with all them children, Medan. He sent Japheth and Shemuel, me, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemy. That's the solution, crying out to Yah. On every side, and that's what they do to us. It's just not in ancient times. It's in contemporary times. And you dwell in safety as a result of Yah, cause and effect. And when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonite, our cousin, came against you, you said to me, no. But a king shall reign. No, we don't want Yah no more. In spite of the fact, he took care of Yaqub. In spite of the fact, he didn't sit Moses and Aaron. In spite of the fact, protected us from the Philistine, the Moab, the Ammonite. Now we want something better. We something special. Be careful what you ask for. Nasha, king of Ammonites, came against you. You said to me, no, but a king shall reign up. We don't want no Yah no more. When Yah, your Elohim, was your king, you just didn't get it. Just like contemporarily, we don't get it today. You had the best you could have ever had. Only thing you had to do was follow the rules. You couldn't even do that. Our ancient were like that. And sad to say, we're cut from the same pattern. We got to stop that. Patterns of behavior. Now, therefore, here is King. Okay, here, you got what you want. Whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. Take note, Yah has set a king over you. If you fear the Yah and serve him and obey him, and he goes back, he reverts back. Now, you got what you want. But what Yah asked of you was quite simple, which was, if you fear Yah and serve him and obey his voice and do not rebel against the commandments of Yah, then both you and the king whom I gave you, who reigns over you, will continue, in spite of the fact I had the best you ever had, so to speak. But in spite of that, you want a man, you want to see a man, but even with that man, that king, that anointed king, if all of y'all together in unison, not the king, not you before the king, if y'all work together, gather yourselves together, we'll continue following Yah, your Elohim. However, in spite of the fact, if you not obey the voice of Yah, even though you got the king you wanted, but rebel, and we're going to find out they rebelled against the commandments of Yah, I don't care if you got a king or not, then the hand of Yah will be against you, you and your king, so to speak, as it was against your father. They didn't have a king. They turned against me. I had a trick. I had a trick for them. Now you got your king. We're going to see how they're going to work out for you. Even though you have this king, that don't make you nothing special. I'm going to put you in your king, the metal to the pedal, so to speak, just because you got a king. But in spite of that, I'm going to give you what you want. Now, therefore, stand and see the great thing which Yah will do before your eyes. Is today not the wheat harvest? It's harvest time. I will call to Yah, and I'm going to show y'all something, how powerful Yah is. He will send thunder and rain that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, in spite of you having a king, which you have done in the sight of Yah and asking a king for yourselves. That ain't going to save you just because you got a king. Your king got to be gathered together. You got to be gathered together. Y'all got to be gathered together under the rules of the law of Yah. If you ain't, it don't matter you got a king or not. Y'all got the game twisted. But in spite of that, I'm going to give you what you asked for. But Samuel said, I'm going to show y'all the strength of Yah. Then Samuel called to Yah. And Yah sent thunder and rain that very day. And all the people greatly feared Yah and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, pray for your service to Yah, your Elohim. Oh, it's ours, not just Samuel. That we may not die. For we have added to our sin, as some addition, the evil of asking the king for ourselves. Then Samuel said to the people, do not fear. You have done all this wickedness. Yet do not turn aside from following Yah. People, when you fall on your behind, get your behind up. What did Yah say in the book of Proverbs? A wise man falls seven times and get his butt up. A wise woman, the very same thing. Get your butt up and keep it pushing. But serve Yah in that premises according to the rules of Yah. Serve Yah with all your hearts. You got to have your mind right. And do not turn aside. For then you would go after, if you turn aside, you would go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver. Meaningless, because they're not within the confines of the rules of Yah. For they are nothing. For Yah will not forsake his people if you're following the rules. For his great name's sake, not for your sake, but for his name's sake, to say, hey, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Because it has pleased the Elohim to make you his people. You ain't nothing special. It pleased Yah to make you, us, his people. Not because we did anything special. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against y'all. I ain't doing it. Whatever y'all do, sort of like Yehoshua. For me and my house, we would serve the Elohim. That's the mindset you got to have. I don't care everybody in your family. I don't care everybody in your workplace. I don't care everybody in your city. I don't care what everybody else doing. Your mindset should be, I don't care what nobody else doing. I know what I'm going to do, which is what he said, so to speak. Sin against Yah and ceasing to pray for you. But I would teach you. That's what we should be doing, like Cottrell and I and other students of Yah. It's in spite of that. And that's what we do. I would teach you the good and the right way. Your way, my way, Cottrell way is not the right way. There's only one way, one codified set of rules, which we all should be gathered together following. And that's that on that. It's not leaning to your own understanding, doing what you want to do, how when you want to do it, when you want to do it. There's a codified message here. We all should be on the right team, and that's Yah's team. And it's just that simple. And ain't no man, like Cottrell said, your mama, your sister, your brother, or your king, going to add anything to you. They can bring you down, but they're not going to add anything to you. You got to follow these rules, and that's that on that. I'll knock your king down. I'll knock you down. I'll knock everybody down. And the reason why you're chosen, not because you're anything special per se. It pleased me, Yah said, to choose you. That's my prerogative. Now, he didn't do a Bobby Brown dance neither, but that's what he's saying. It's my prerogative. And the final analysis, Shimon Wells says, which we all should have the mind, I will teach you the good and the right way, and there's only one way, Yah's way. Only fear Yah. There's a prerogative that you should have. Only fear Yah and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done. And he gave you the prerequisite when we first started this chapter. And serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you, us as a nation. But if you do wickedly, I don't care if you got a king or not. I don't care if you, the folks at your workplace. I don't care if that's your wife, your husband. I don't care if that's your family. And they all in it to win it with the wickedness. Y'all all are going to suffer the consequences, even if you got a key. But if you do wickedly, you shall be swept away like a sweet dust with a broom, both you and your king. So Yah is saying, it ain't what you got, it's what you do with what you got, with a certain codified set of rules. It ain't who you got. I don't care if you got a king. I don't care if you got anybody. But what I care about, you follow the codified set of rules, and you serve me with faith. And that's that on that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cotter and dear friend, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise Yah. Now, Sue.
Yes, brother.
Do you know this is one of the most monumental speeches given in our nation? Ever?
It should be. It should be.
Because the prophet Samuel broke it down to us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Y'all wanted a king. Okay. Y'all got a king. Well, what the king got to do and what y'all got to do? It doesn't matter if you got a king.
Change. I think going to change something, Katya. The king got to go by the codified rules, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And our people are so far off this mark. Our people are so far off this speech that it shows that we are, in fact, scattered. Because the solution to our problem is to do what they did. What did they do? They cried out to the God of our fathers. And every time they cried out, Yah came through, right?
Exactly.
So this is the greatest speech, or one of the greatest speech, in the nation of Israel, in the history of every Israelite, this speech by the prophet Samuel Shemuel. He wasn't beast there for power and control over the nation. He said, no, y'all wanted a king? Y'all got a king. I'm getting old. I need to step out the way. I'm going to be a teacher now. I'm going to stop being judge. You got a king? Call on him. And what your king got to do? He got to be connected with the Most High. Yeah.
He got to call on me too.
Yeah. It don't change just because I'm not in power no more. I'm not the judge no more. I'm stepping down. My sons, I took power away from them. Now you got to turn to the king. And the king, he got to do what y'all tell him to do. It's as simple as that. It don't change. The beat goes on. And unfortunately, I don't think they got his message, did they?
No, I don't think so, brother.
But yeah,
they don't listen. They don't.
We don't listen. They don't listen. We don't listen. They don't listen. We don't listen.
Exactly.
And King Saul started out on the right foot.
Exactly.
He smashed the Ammonites. Who was talking about put your right eye out. No, we ain't putting our right eye out. My dude, we ain't putting our right eye out. And if King Saul had followed Yah his whole career, the tribe of Benjamin would be kings of Israel forever.
Exactly.
But it ain't turn out that way. It's a lesson to be learned. And in this chapter, we learn a solution. We got to be united together as a people. We have to turn to our source of power. Any other source of power that we turn to, any other source of power that our people turn to, it's not working for us. It's not going to work for us because Yah didn't create us to turn to other powers. Praise
Yah. Exactly. Praise Yah. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Fellow students, as I mentioned earlier, Cottrell will lead us in his final segment of study. And yes, she, Yahweh, that's his name, not Isaiah. Chapter 13. Praise Yah.
Oh, praise the Holy One of Israel. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for creating our great prophets. Our people don't even know who our great prophets are. Our great prophets come from us. And they don't even know who Yishiyahu, Yeremiyahu, Moshe. We don't even, our people don't even know who our great prophets are. We're talking about Nostradamus.
Black History Month.
And Black History Month.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So, one of the greatest Israelites of all time. Yeah, Muhammad and I talk about, I'm the greatest of all time. No, our prophet, Yishiyahu, one of the greatest prophets of all time. He supersedes Nostradamus because he was connected with Yah, Almighty God. And you know what, Yishiyahu, the prophet, this vision is about the final days. The same revelation. This is the vision that the Most High gave our brother, Yishiyahu, the prophet, about Judgment Day, chapter 13. And everybody should be aware of Yishiyahu's prophecy in chapter 13. Because chapter 13 is coming to the world. Y'all know that, right? Chapter 13 is coming to the world. That's why you look at 13, a number, as bad luck. I just want to tell you, bad luck. Number 13 is bad luck for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the judgment of Babylon. We know Babylon ain't around no more, right?
Exactly.
Where's Babylon? Most I smashed right. Babylon and Assyria and Media Persia. You know why he smashed them? Because they put their hands on his chosen nation, the children of Israel. The Assyrians had us in captivity. The Medes and the Persians had us in captivity. And ancient Babylon had us in captivity, and therefore they're not around anymore. So this judgment concerning Babylon is the fourth kingdom, the continuation of these kingdoms, the daughter of Babylon.
Yeah, which we call universal white race supremacy. And the evidence speaks for itself.
And every nation that put their hands on the nation of Israel, they paid the price.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm using you to punish my people, but there's a price to pay for you exerting your punishment on them. And every nation that did it, we had to pay the price. So this is about the modern nations that we live in now. The prophet Isaiah says, the oracle concerning Babylon, which Yishiyahu, the son of Amoz, saw on a bare hill, raise a signal, a banner, a flag, cry aloud to them. It's a warning to these nations that got their hands on the children of Israel. Wave the hand for them to enter the gates of the noble. I myself have commanded my consecrated ones. This is Yah talking. And who are his consecrated ones? I have summoned my mighty men to execute my anger. This is Yah speaking. And this hasn't happened yet, but it's about to. My proudly exalted ones. Do we know who Yah's talking about, Yamsu?
The proudly exalted ones.
Yeah. He's talking about the angels.
Right.
Mikael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, and the hosts of Melochim, or angels in the heavens.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
Right.
The consecrated ones. Mighty men to execute my anger, my proudly exalted one. And I'm going to show you it's true. The sound of the tumult is in the mountains as of a great multitude. The sound of an uproar of kingdoms. This is the sound the angels are making.
Uh-huh.
Of nations gathered together. The angels sound like nations gathered together.
Right.
Yah's host is mustering a host for battle. And we're talking about the angelic hosts. They come from a distant land. What land they come from? from the end of the heavens. Yamsu.
Exactly.
Do you know where the ends of the heavens are?
And nobody else does either, Katria.
They ain't talking about planet Earth. You're talking about the ends of the heaven. And it can't be human beings that we're talking about if he's summoning his host from the ends of heaven. What's your book say?
What verse are you? Verse 5? They come from a far country.
Uh-huh.
From the end of heaven.
Okay. That ain't Earth, is it?
No.
Okay.
It's celestial.
And do you know why they have those telescopes in outer space? The Hubble.
Oh, they looking for that hope. You rocket to the moon. They're trying to build colonies.
Okay.
And the little rocket they sent up there, it flipped over. Y'all flipped it over.
Listen, they looking for this host that's coming, son. Because they know Yeshayahu chapter
13. Hey, Katria. Katria, Nisanya says the end of the sky.
End of the sky. There ain't no human being, baby.
The end of the sky.
The Hebrew word is Shemayim. Heaven.
Right.
The end of the heavens.
They're getting ready for battle. Wherever it is, as Nisanya said, I don't want to be nowhere near.
Oh no, trust me, because it gets deep.
Yeah,
this is y'all's home.
Oh no,
they call them aliens and extraterrestrials. Okay, you could call them what you want to.
I don't care what they call them. I know you don't want to mess with them.
Okay.
Praise God.
I'm gonna read it again, chapter 13. I need to meditate on this, cause this host is coming. They ain't coming from planet Earth. They come from a distant land, from the end of the heavens. Yah, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Talking about planet Earth.
Exactly.
Well, for the day of Yah is near, a warning. As destruction from the Almighty, it will come. We are worried about World War III and nuclear holocaust on Earth. No. You should be more worried about Yah coming to destroy with his host that's coming from the end of heaven. How many people worry about that, Yamsa?
Not many, but all should.
Because why? He said, therefore, all hands will be feeble. How many hands?
All hands.
And every human heart will melt. How many human hearts will melt?
Every one of them.
Yours, mine, Sister Nisanya, my son sitting here. Our hearts are going to melt in that day.
Exactly.
They will be dismayed. Pangs and agony will seize them. They will be in anguish like a woman in labor. Do you know what it feels like to be a woman in labor, Yamsu?
Yes.
Nisanya does, but I don't.
So that argument that they throw at us, oh, y'all, we could take more pain than y'all because y'all ain't never experienced pregnancy. We don't feel it. You can't throw that argument at us no more because we're going to be in anguish like a woman giving birth.
I don't think so, amigo.
That's gonna hurt y'all.
Yeah.
Telling y'all right now.
Yeah, no. So y'all trying to tell us to brace ourselves, all the men on the planet. Brace yourself, because you're gonna feel what it feels like when a woman gives birth. Okay.
That hurts.
And that argument that y'all be throwing at us.
Wow.
It ain't gonna be no argument no more because we done felt it. We know what it feels like when a woman has a baby. Okay.
Exactly.
They will look aghast at one another. Damn, y'all, I'm so fine. Know this is what it felt like to have a baby, huh?
Exactly.
Their faces will be aflame. Behold, the day of y'all comes, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger. We haven't seen the cruelty of y'all. We've seen his loving kindness and tender mercy. But imagine the cruel side of y'all.
They ain't seen it yet.
To make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it. Jesus can't help you. You can't put your sins on him. Because
mm-hmm.
Yah is about to destroy your sinners. Who are the sinners? Those who don't want to listen, obey, or comply with the Most High telling us to do. You're sinning. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light. That's how we know they're not human beings, right?
No, yeah.
When the North Star and the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper stop shining and you can't see them no more, you're going to know that's the act of Yah, right?
Exactly.
And you know that it's not mankind that he's talking about when this force comes from the end of heavens. They're about to shut the stars down. Wow. The sun will be dark at its rising. They can shut the sun down?
They can shut it off like a man, they can shut it off like a lamp.
And the moon will not shed its light? We ain't gonna
shut
the sun or the moon?
Shut it off like a lamp.
That's why we're going to be like a woman in travail. Because like, yo, where's the sun? Where's the moon? Where's the stars? Mm-hmm. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happened? What happened? We ain't ready for this day, are we? Y'all
see. Exactly.
Y'all said it's coming. Y'all said, I will punish the world for its evil. Ain't that what we're waiting for?
Exactly.
But are we really ready for Yah to punish the world for its evil? When he shuts down the sun, the moon, and the stars. They're not giving their light. And the wicked for their iniquity. I will put an end to the pomp of the arrogant and will lay low the pompous pride of the ruthless. I will make people more rare than fine gold. That means that ain't too many people going to make it out.
No.
And mankind than the gold of Ophir. How hard is it to find the gold of Ophir? That's how hard it is going to be to find mankind after God brings his judgment down. Therefore, I will make the heavens tremble. We ain't never seen nothing like that, mm-hmm. where the heavens are trembling. And the earth will be shaking out of its place. Yeah, we know about earthquakes, but we don't know about the earth being shaken out of its place. They call the earth in its place right now the Goldilocks zone. We ain't too close to the sun where we burn up, but too far away where we freeze. We in the Goldilocks zone. Most often, I'm going to smack the earth out of the Goldilocks zone. In the wrath of Yah hopes, in the day of his fierce anger. And like a hunted gazelle, or like sheep with none to gather them, each will turn to his own people, and each will flee to his own land. Whoever is found will be thrust through, and whoever is caught will fall by the sword. The infants will be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Ain't that what they did to us, counsel? The Portuguese
exactly.
especially. Do you know they will cut pregnant women's bellies open, take the baby out, and smash the baby's head into a rock? The Portuguese. So our people, that's what they did. Their houses will be plundered, and their wives ravaged. Behold, I am stirring up the Medes against them. We have no regard for silver and do not delight in gold. Their bowls will slaughter the young men. They'll have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes will not pity children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms. So everybody love coming to America. To the West, democracy, freedom, do what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. The splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans will be like Sodom and Gomorrah when Elohim overthrew them. And isn't America and the Western powers moving towards Sodom and Gomorrah? With the LGBTQ agenda? Oh, yeah. Y'all saying it will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. I hate to say it, but my older brother's oldest daughter was about to get married to a woman.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
And I pray for him. I pray for her.
Let me tell you something, Brother Cartrell and fellow students. I love my children unconditionally, but I do have conditions also. Don't bring no woman to my house. I'm a dead show spouse. Okay? I'm going to love you unconditionally. But just because you made the bed, don't think I'm going to sleep in it with you, okay? You take your woman, and you get the hell up out of my house with that. Okay? That's my wife. You lost your mind.
I just feel bad for my brother. Because I know, in fact, he would never approve of that.
Exactly.
The fact that he's gone and my big sister's gone. My niece ain't looking at me like I'm, you know, somebody that's going to stop her from doing that. And I can't. She's going to do it. She's doing what she wants
to
do. Which is why she didn't invite me to her wedding. She invited my daughter.
You weren't coming anyway. What you mean? You weren't coming anyway. Just like I would.
But unfortunately, our enemies have infiltrated our minds, our hearts, and our souls. And we think that kind of stuff is acceptable.
Exactly.
But if she read this, she would know that Mosiah is about to blow this place up like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly.
When we think about Sodom and Gomorrah, we only think about the men that's around the house. But ain't none of the women that was in Sodom and Gomorrah survived, except for Lot's two daughters. None
right.
of the women in Sodom and Gomorrah survived. So what were they doing while the men were?
They were transsexual. I mean,
okay.
Y'all call it bi. I call it they were transsexuals.
Mm-hmm. Not one woman made it out of Sodom and Gomorrah except for Lot's
mm-hmm.
daughters. So
mm-hmm.
What were the women doing?
They
okay.
were transsexuals, just like the men were transsexuals.
Oh, yeah.
They try 86. Okay?
So Yah's letting us know that same judgment is coming down again on Babylon.
Exactly.
And we see Babylon with the LGBTQ agenda trying to spread it to the world, to Africa. Africa's like, yo, we ain't having that. Nah.
Right.
The LGBTQ stuff keep in the West.
Exactly.
And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the splendor and pomp of the Chaldeans will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, Elohim overthrew them. It will never be inhabited or lived in for all generations. No Arab will pitch his tent there. No shepherds will make their flocks lie down there. But wild animals will lie down there. Their house will be full of howling creatures. Their ostriches will dwell, and their wild goats will dance. Hyenas will cry in its towers. There's many towers in Babylon, right? I helped build them towers, and I kind of
well, yeah. They have a nice spot in New York City in them high towers.
Oh yeah, imagine hyenas in the towers in New York City, and jackals.
Donald Trump Tower.
Jackals
one
in the
Tower. Yeah, from one hyena Donald Trump to another.
It's time is close at hand. We
exactly.
see America being ripped apart. The Democrats, they all LGBTQ. The Republicans, they all Vladimir Putin.
mm-hmm.
The Most High about to tear this place apart.
Exactly.
One solution is coming together as the nation that Yah chose. Because we're
exactly.
not going to survive this individually. Because Yah ain't looking at us individually. He's looking at us the nation that he made. We got to be
exactly.
that nation that he made.
Exactly. Same codified set of rules.
Exactly. It is time. It's time is close at hand, Babylon. Your time is close at hand. It's like the hands of us. You ever see the hourglass, the sand glass?
Yeah. The hands of time.
Sand is running out.
Exactly.
Sand is running out. As soon as that last grain of sand hit, judgment is going to hit Babylon like Sodom and Gomorrah. And the sun won't be shining. The moon won't be shining. The stars won't be shining. The Most High is going to shake up the heavens and knock the earth out of its place. What are we going to do? What's the solution? How do you survive that? How do you survive that?
Crowd to Yah. I pray for your anxious. Pray for yourselves. Gather yourselves together. Do good by your widow women. Your orphan, your poor, and simply just learn to do good. Praise y'all.
So y'all came out of Christianity. I didn't.
Right.
Does this sound anything like the book of Revelation?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
You see where they stole from them, right?
Yeah, plagiarism at its greatest.
Okay. So they're not really telling the actual plan of Yah.
No, they talk about numbers and books and sevens and sixes, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Sales and four horsemen, and I don't see none of that in here. Yah said he's sending his folks.
Mm-hmm.
People from the Dem end angels. Of the heavens.
Them angels.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So when we connect the prophets like Daniel, in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, he tells you who's coming in the end of days. He says that the angel Michael, who stands up for his people, he's coming too. He's going to be in that mix. You got to know these things. See, these type of things we haven't seen since ancient times, but we know that the Most High is in control based on the fact that we, you know, see life every day. He raises the sun. He brings the seasons to effect. I'm looking out my window. I see the trees already budding, which means he get ready to get an early spring.
Right.
But those are things that are constant, consistent, and you have to give credit to the Most High for doing those things, keeping them intact and not chaotic. Because he could put winter on us all year, couldn't he?
Exactly.
He wanted to. Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds very terrifying. But it's true for the matter, though. Especially if you trust our Elohim, Yah. You have to take it at face value. And Yah does not lie. Yah does not lie. Cottrell, what is your closing remarks and our comments in regards to anything we studied tonight? And your shalons or good nights and whatnot?
I give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that he has left on record for us to study in order for us to survive this day of judgment, this day of wrath that Yah is bringing with his hopes from the end of heaven. Because we have to make Yah our refuge now. Can't wait till that day comes. It's too late. When Yah turned the sunlight off and the moonlight off and the starlight off, he's shaking the heavens and the earth up. It's too late by then. The judgment is already gone for. So he's given us time with his loving kindness and tender mercy to study his word, to understand what's coming, and prepare ourselves. I don't know how many people are prepared for this day, but we give thanks that he allowed us to present it, to show it, to have people meditate on it, and try to prepare for it the best way we can, because we know that Yah is our refuge, and we have to confess our sins, iniquity, and transgressions. He told us that of our fathers. So that's the path we need to be on, and I pray that our words and the things that we study are really taking effect on the hearts, minds, and souls of people. We love y'all. That's why we do this. Praise y'all. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
As my brother said, I concur. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
My inaction there. defense.